I'd rather have a Raleigh.
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 Because Raleigh is the only cigarette that gives you all three. The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, our tiny singer Anita Ellis, Arthur Q. Bryan, our guest, David Forrester and his orchestra, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Too bad Wonderful Smith not here with us tonight.
Sure is.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Well, tell me, Red, what did Santa bring you?
Well, socks from my mother, shoes from my father, and shoestrings from my brother. My feet had a very Merry Christmas.
Well, speaking of gifts, here's mine to you.
Oh.
Did anyone give you an electric toaster?
Well, not that I know of.
Well, in case they do, this will come in handy.
Gee, a loaf of bread. Gosh, you shouldn't have done it, really.
That's something.
Red, in the middle of the loaf, you'll find three slices buttered.
No kidding. Why did you say it? How will I get it home now? Life won't be worth a nickel. Well, here's my gift to you.
Oh, gee, Red, that's swell. And it's so beautifully wrapped,
too. Well, in case you missed the news yesterday, that newspaper will come in handy. I hope you like them, Rod. I'm a little nervous tonight. Yesterday, I went to Itchy's funeral. Oh, Merry Christmas there, David.
Well, Merry Christmas, Brad.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yep, 32 neckties.
32 neckties. So you did all right with that band, didn't you?
No, I broke even. I gave 32 neckties. Oh, by the way, Red, here's my gift to you.
Gee, I've always wanted one of those. What is it?
Well, I don't know, but the price was right, so I bought it.
Isn't that wonderful? I saw Fibber McGee and Molly in the hall, and they got the same thing. Hey, here's a little something for you, David. It's an antique.
Oh, a baton.
Yeah, and it belonged to a famous bandmaster. His name's on it there.
Gee whiz, Spike Jones.
Oh, Anita Ellis, here's something for you, too.
Oh, Red, they're beautiful.
Oh, they're not very practical. They can't be washed, you know.
Oh, but they're lovely. Where on earth did you ever get the idea of putting initials on Kleenex?
In my spare time, I did it. I ruined three of them, tried to burn the initials.
Red, I don't want to rush things, but I've heard a rumor that you're giving everyone in the cast a down payment on a new automobile for Christmas.
That I am. Here's a fat little package for everyone.
Oh, boy, money.
Money? Who said anything about money? It's Raleigh cigarette wrappers.
Well, Red, it isn't such a bad idea after all, because with Raleigh cigarette wrappers, everyone has a chance in Raleigh's Car Day Contest. Yes, friends, every day you have the opportunity of winning a new Chevrolet. Because the makers of Raleigh's are giving cars away at the rate of one each and every day. Seven cars a week. You'll never have a better opportunity to win a car, folks. So don't put it off. This is all you have to do.
Complete this sentence in 25 words or less. We should all buy victory bonds because. Send your entry to Raleigh's Cigarettes, Box 1200. That's Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois. With two complete wrappers from two packs of Raleigh's.
If you got any small apartments, then we send that address in, too.
No, Red, the two Raleigh wrappers are enough. Now, how about hearing the name of the winner for December 21st?
Okay, Merry Christmas and a happy new Chevrolet to me. I won. No, I'm kidding. The Chevrolet... Chevrolet, that's all that has to happen, brother. Bernard G. Gale of Miami, Florida. Congratulations, Mr. Gale.
Yes, folks, Raleigh's holiday contest is easy. You can win yourself a brand new car by just writing 25 words or less. So get busy. Send in your prize-winning entry tonight.
And remember, smokers, Raleigh's are the only cigarettes that give you all three. Throat protection, better taste, lasting freshness.
Well, we got the automobile off my chest now.
That sounds like a pedestrian, doesn't it?
Red, you haven't received my gift yet.
Oh, so I haven't. What is it, one dance at the Palladium?
No, Red. It's a recording of my latest song, Toyland.
Well, swell, Anita. Let's put it on this new RCA Victrola, and we'll play it, huh?
Tonight we open the skeleton scrapbook of satire and we find a story in keeping with the holiday spirit, Christmas trees. Our characters are fictional. That music sounds a little that way too, isn't it? Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, they should be investigated. Chapter 35 of Beautiful Christmas Tree is entitled The Christmas Tree Salesman. When Christmas holiday rolls around the corner in Soddyville, you'll find Trim Cadiddlehopper selling Christmas trees on the same corner.
Well, here I am.
Well, here I am selling Christmas trees, and business ain't too good either. And I got a strange feeling that after today, business is gonna fall off too.
Boy, is it cold. I can't stand this winter. I wish they had winter in the summer and then it wouldn't be so cold.
It's thinking like that that makes great scientists, you know. Oh, a customer.
Oh, howdy, Clam.
Well, Sarah, do. Howdy doody to you.
Gee, you look like $1 million tonight.
Well, have you never seen $1 million, Clem.
Nope, that's what I mean. You look like something I ain't never seen. She didn't get it. It's too fast for her.
Last night.
It was certainly deep. This morning I had to jack up the cows to milk them. Say, why don't you come over for the bonfire and get warm, hmm? Say, it feels good to get your feet thawed out, don't it, hmm?
Well, why don't you put on your shoes?
Ain't I got them on? No wonder it hurts so bad this morning when I had them half sewn. And it took me years to make the grade.
Well, what are you going to do about this fire, Clem? It's a dying out.
Well, I'll just get that big log over there and throw it on the fire.
Well, you can't lift that log, can you?
Who can? You know that military training? You can. Hey, just feel that arm. Go ahead.
What an arm. Looks like macaroni with veins.
Well, I have never been so insulted in all my life. Oh, surely I can lift that log. Hey, Sarah, do I got a better idea? Let's move the fire over here. Say, what did Santa Claus going to bring you? Did you tell him what you wanted yet? I did.
Just a little bit too big for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You are an adult.
No, just a minute. Let's not spread that around. May mean what I think it does.
Well, what did you ask for?
Page 30 of Esquire in person. Boy, oh boy. Finest picture of a bird dog I've ever seen. Beautiful girls, too.
Clem, don't talk like an idiot. You know them girls, they're models, they're just a dime a dozen.
Dime a dozen? For them models?
Yep.
Gee, I've been buying licorice all this time.
So, Clem, what are you giving me? A Christmas tree?
A Christmas tree? I can't give them away. Goodness. What do you think they are, Chevrolet?
Just buy a tree.
Okay.
What do they sell for?
$1,000 a piece.
Why, Clem, there ain't a chance in a million that anybody's going to pay that.
Well, in case the chance does come along, I'm going to be a rich man. No, I'm kidding. They're 50 and 75 cents.
Well, what you got for a dime?
A dime? Well, there's... Over there's an old hairy broomstick I can let you have. Hey, here's a nice one already decorated.
Clem, that's an orange tree.
It is? I thought them light bulbs were a little juicy.
Don't you have a nice fir tree for Christmas?
Fir tree? Uh-huh. What they won't think of next. Can you imagine going out in the backyard picking a dozen oranges in a mink coat? Oh, a customer.
Oh, my, what a handsome man.
Well, all you women are alike. You see a man that's got eyes that match and the same color hair and the nose in the middle of his face, I wish I had some of them things.
Hello?
Well, howdy, howdy, neighbor.
What have you in a Christmas tree, Chief?
Termite. What do you want to pay for one?
Well, not over 35 or 40 cents.
35? Step this way, sporty. Would you like a colored Christmas tree? Here's a nice one for $1.50.
Nope, nothing over 40 cents.
Nothing over 40 cents. How about a nice brown one here?
A brown Christmas tree?
Yes.
Oh, I've never heard of such a thing. Is it supposed to be something new?
Oh, no, it's very old. In fact, it was left over from last Christmas.
Well, here is a nice one.
Well, hello. My, aren't you a beauty?
Oh, thank you, sir, but I'm just a mess today.
Oh, no, you're not a mess.
Oh, yes, she is. You heard her.
I don't think I caught your name.
You can call me Skippy.
Skippy, that ain't a man's name. It's a dog food.
And you can just call me Sarah.
Well, you can call me when you want to buy a tree.
How much is this one, dear?
$3, sweetie.
I ain't talking to you.
Now, look, fella, either buy a tree or skidoo, you rink-a-dink you.
I'll take this one.
Okay, shall I wrap it up or do you want to eat it here?
Well,
you Timberwolf, you.
Well, just put it in my car across the street.
Okay, I'll put
it in.
Oh,
Clem, don't be so mad. He's only trying to be neighborly.
Well, he's in the wrong neighborhood. I'll go put it in the car. I'll fix it.
Careful crossing the street, Clem. You might get hit by a car.
Not in Saudiville. People give the pedestrians the right of way. Now, Clem. How do you like that? He stole my Christmas tree, too.
Santa Claus again, Ray, and Red, and give away another car.
Okay, here you go again, giving away the sponsor's profits.
Well, first we'll tell everyone how they can get in on the Raleigh Car Day contest. The prize, something everyone wants and needs, a brand new car. Yes, each and every day, a new Chevrolet is given away. That's seven cars every week. And here's how you can win one.
Complete this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all buy victory bonds because...
Now, you know lots of good reasons, so send in your entries tonight. Mail them to Raleigh Cigarettes, Box 1200, Chicago, Illinois, with two complete wrappers from two packs of Raleigh cigarettes. You have plenty of chances to win, because there's a new contest every day. Yes, winners are chosen from entries received each day.
Entries are judged on uniqueness, originality, and most convincing statement. Judge's decision final. Duplicate prices in case of ties. Entries become property of Raleigh Cigarettes. Contest limited to United States and members of the armed forces abroad.
Oh, details, details. Go ahead, tell us who won. Tell us who won.
All right, the winner of December 22nd. The winner is Miss Patricia Folks of Park Merced, San Francisco, California. You've won a brand new Chevrolet. Congratulations.
Now get busy. Win yourself a magnificent new Chevrolet. More winners announced tomorrow night on the Raleigh Room, starring Hildegard.
Chapter 35 of Beautiful Christmas Trees is entitled Granny and Santy. Just think, it was only yesterday that Christmas shopping was a lot of fun because everywhere grandmothers were taking their good little kids shopping. Yes, the good little kids. Because even Junior knows that Santa Claus don't like the mean little kids.
This store is really crowded.
Isn't it crowded, going? What an inspiration. Boy, what a spot to yell fire in, huh?
Oh, Junior, you wouldn't do anything naughty like that now, would you? You're kidding me.
Yeah, you just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. You take these handcuffs off me, I'll show you, boy.
Junior, now stay with Grandma.
Yes, ma'am, I won't run away, because if I got lost, you would worry.
Yes, I would,
yes,
Junior.
You would.
I'd be afraid I might find you again.
Yes, sir. Boy, you sure does love me, don't you, huh?
I can't figure out why you're so good all of a sudden.
It's the night before Christmas, and all through the house, nothing is stirring, not even this loud.
This good behavior just before Christmas won't get you anything.
Well, what has I done wrong this year?
I'll tell you.
Never mind. I know, and you know. But let's keep it away from Santa Claus, huh? He's not interested in these domestic problems. Besides, why make him change his list at this late date, you know? That's
silly. Here, hold these packages for a second.
Okay.
I said hold it, not shake it.
Is it a present?
No, now let's not get nosy.
No, whoop, I almost dropped it.
Be careful. You don't want to break your grandfather's shaving lotion, do you?
I knew I would find out what it was.
Junior, let's go this way.
Oh, no, you don't, kiddo. I see it. Look at that. I never see so much candy in all my life. Oh, gumdrop jawbreakers, I do believe I died and gone to heaven. Goodness, oh, I am tired. I think I will stretch me with a worm.
Junior, stop that stretching. I see you reaching for those gumdrops.
She knows me pretty well, doesn't she?
Yes, I do. And for touching that candy, you must be punished.
No.
Hold out your hand.
Okay. Oh, you broke my arm. You broke my arm.
Well, now did you?
You broke my arm.
So Santa Claus will hear you.
You broke my arm. Oh, well, I guess I can hold my feelings until after the holidays. I hope Santa Claus brings me a Christmas tree this year. When are we going to see old Santa,
Junior, stop asking questions.
But why?
When I was your age, I never asked questions.
Maybe that's why you can't answer mine. By we will give you a box of Snickers anyway.
I know what. Right. Would you like Santa to bring you a brand new suit of clothes?
Does you mean with patch pockets and brass buttons?
Yes.
The coat with little belt in the back?
Yes.
Short pants with a night crease in them?
That's right.
You wouldn't bother opening it, sir.
Junior, turn around and see who's looking at you.
Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, look at him.
Doesn't he look roly-poly in his red velvet
suit? Yeah, he looks just like a bloodshot blimp, don't he?
Right. He's motioning for you to come sit on his lap.
You mean he's not mad at me? And I've been pretty bad this year.
He'll overlook a few things.
A few things? Boy, I can close my eyes and see the things I've wrecked. You know, I give an inferiority complex to an atomic bomb. You know that.
Go on over to Santa. He's busy, you know.
Okay, I will run right over. I fall down.
Did you hurt yourself?
I hurt myself.
Oh,
bless your little heart.
Yes, bless me, little heart.
Here, let old Santa help you out. There. Now, come sit on my lap.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you comfortable?
Gee, ain't you soft, huh? Who built you, Simmons mattress or somebody? My, look at that nice long beard you had. It's so soft, it looked like 5 o'clock shadow with snow in it, don't it? What if I only had a pair of scissors? Not kidding. I wouldn't touch it.
I mean, what would you like more than anything else?
Well, a pair of scissors, I would.
Well, let's talk about you. Have you been a good boy?
Now, let's talk about you, huh? You're really a nice old man, you know. I have been a pretty good boy.
You wouldn't be trying to flatter me, would you?
You trusting old soul, ain't you?
Have you been a good boy?
Well, for the past week, I will admit, I have been pretty good, but it makes me sick to think about it, you know.
Well, what about the other 358 days? What can Santa bring you this year?
Well, I tell you, bring me a great big Christmas tree with real lights on it, because last year we had to use candles.
You did?
Yes, the insurance company was awful nice, though. They rebuilt the house for us.
Well, tell me, don't you want something under it?
Under the tree? Well, there's a few things I would like, Santa Claus. I would like a book on how not to be prejudiced, so when I grow up, I won't have to go to war just because I hate someone whose skin's a little different color or because their beliefs are a little different from mine. And bring me the will to see my own mistakes instead of others. I'd like for you to bring me, Grandma, a nice book on post-war planning. Because, like most people, she got a little money now, and she might be tempted to, well, pay just a little above the regular price for something that she really don't need. And don't let them get rid of the OPA, because we want our country to stay our country. We don't want it to have inflation. And if you can, I wish you could bring all the little kitties back home from overseas. If you can, make all the people remember how much these little kids have done for us. And give them good health. Give them a good place to work. Give them good homes. And give them all transportation so that they can get to those things. I guess that's about all.
Thank you.
Sir Walter Raleigh, that's the tobacco that leaves your pipe as clean as a whistle. It's carefully blended from rich, ripe burleys and mellowed with just a touch of rum to balance the natural, full-bodied flavor. Get Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
And remember, we'll all be with you on every Tuesday night at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Arthur Q. Bryan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas to you all, and God bless you.
And remember, listen to Hildegard tomorrow night, and the People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night over most of these stations. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.